Today, Shir Masechta Yevam is Daf Kuf Ches. We will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin on the base, towards the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah, Eze Ketana Shetzricha Laman. Who is the Ketana that could do me and not require a get in order to end her marriage? Says the Mishnah, Kosh Shesir Ima V'Achel Adata. Any girl who was married off by her mother or brothers with her permission. Hasiyah Shloila Data, but teaches us the Mishnah, if she was married off without her permission, then the halacha is Enet Tzrich Laman, because the halacha is that she's not considered married anyway, so there's no point in her requiring Mian. There's a Machloikas Rishonim, as we've been learning in our Perek extensively, the halacha is that a girl who's a yisoima, who doesn't have a father, but Chazal allowed her to get married midrabbanan. We often say that she gets married by her mother, a mer vechel. Big machlokes rishonim, who indeed has the right to marry her off? According to our Zerua, only the mother or the brothers have that right. The Rambam says, and it seems from the words in our Mishnah, correct, that it's only she has the final say, the girl. And according to the Meiri, and some say that that's Rashi's pshat as well, either one can marry off, whether it's her mother and brothers or she herself. The Beis Meir makes a very interesting distinction. We've learned many times, as we've discussed this subject, the Gemara has many times mentioned the concept of a Yisoyma B'chaya Av. The definition of a Yisoyma B'chaya Av is a girl whose father married her off, exercised his right to marry off his daughter, and then that marriage ended, that the halacha is the father no longer has that right to marry her off. Says the Beis Meir, there's a difference, so that girl is called a Yisoyma B'chaya Av. Says the Beis Meir, when we speak about such a girl, she could only get married based on her own consent. But when it's a real Yisoyma, then the halacha is that she, only her mother or brothers have the right to marry off. The Ritva takes a different approach. Says, before she's 6 years old, only her mother and brothers can marry her off. When she's above 6 years old, then she marries herself off. In other words, it depends on what level of maturity she's up to. Another pshat that I saw, that the Ramban wants to differentiate between Kiddushin and the Suin. He says that the Kiddushin can only be done based on her consent. But then the Suin, if once she had the Nesuin, then the halacha is, according to the Ramban, once she had Kedushin with her own consent, then the Nesuin can be done even by the mother and brothers without her consent. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas Oimer, call Tinoikis, whenever you have a girl, She'eni Yochlishma Kedusheha, that is not mature enough to watch the fact that she's Mekudeshes, and as I said, many Rishonim hold that that's a girl who's up to 6 years old, and it's Tzrich Laman. What happened prior to this is not even considered a Kedusha Derabbanan. And since it's not even considered a Kedusha Derabbanan, there is no need for her to even do Miyun. She's not considered married. Rabbi Lazomer, Eimasa Ketana Klum, the Ketana, again, unless it's a father marrying her off, where the Torah gave special authority to the father. But if that isn't the case, says Rabbi Lezer, a masa ketana klum. The act done by a ketana doesn't have any halachic relevance. El kumafuto, she's just like a woman who was enticed, convinced to have relations with a man, but that in no way makes her considered married to the man. And therefore, he says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Bas Yisrael lo yotechel truma, Bas Yisrael kain, if she's a Bas Yisrael who married a kain this way, she doesn't get the right to truma. Bas kain li Yisrael, and on the other hand, if she's a Bas kain li Yisrael, then the halacha is that she's allowed to eat truma, because it's not considered that she's in any way married to that husband, and she's still considered a Bas kain who's entitled to eat truma. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kolash Kava Shimon Ish. If the husband of this Ketana gave her a get, Kili Ishtoi, it's considered like their wife. And the Mishnah, everything will be explained in the Gemara. Kosha Kava Shainim Mish, but if it's not from his side, but rather it was she who gave the Mian, then Kili Ishtoi, the halacha does not consider them married. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Vamri Lava Masnisatana, Rishina Hay Kaisvin get mean. Originally, when a girl chose to exercise to do mean, they would write a document testifying to that. And it would say, Loiri Enibai, I don't want to be married to him. Vilay Tsavinabai, I don't want him. Vales Anibai Lisavale, I don't want to be married to him. However, says the Gemara, Kibin the Chazah, the Nafish Dibura, it was a very long document with many words. Amri, there was a concern that Asla Chlufa Begita, that there may be confusion between the get miun and a real get. And Tekin Ohachi, so they decided that all that the get miun should say, Beyond Pliny, on the following day, Mina Plinus plus Pliny Bampana, this girl exercised the right to do miun. There are many different explanations under Rishonim, what is the concern? Rashi explains that the concern was that you may have a cipher who's Amoritz writing a get, and he's going to confuse that writing this kind of wording in a real get. And that, of course, would that is not considered a kosher get. The Meiri explains that people seeing that there's a wrong get mean written, they're going to think that this is like a regular get. And because they're going to assume it's like a regular get, which of course it's not, it's a miyun, the halacha is that after a miyun, the girl can marry her former husband's relatives, because as we keep on explaining, they were never really halachically considered married. But if the get miyun looks like a real get, there's going to be a confusion, and people are going to think that just like after a get miyun, she may marry her husband's relatives, so too is the halacha after a regular get, which of course is not the halacha. Another explanation that the Ritva suggests is because, similarly as the Meiri just told us, that the get mean looks so similar to a real get, they're going to think that it has all of the halachas of a real get. And as we've discussed many times in our Masechta, if a girl is going to, if there's a kedushin done between people, certainly where there's a chiv krisis between such a marriage, the kedushin is not valid. So you're going to think that if a husband divorces his wife, and then his wife goes and marries one of the women, then one of the men that she may not marry, so we've learned many times that kedushin is not typhus. People are going to think that if a girl, after having miyun, similarly had a similar situation, where she marries such a man who was a relative of her husband, well, there the Kedushin would be a valid Kedushin. For as we just explained, they were really never married, this couple. And therefore they'll say, well, just like in the first case, they're not considered married here, too, they're not considered married. In order to avoid this problem, Chazal instituted that there should be no get miyun. Tana Rabbanan Eizu miyun, what is the proper language of a miyun? Omra, Yef Shebe Pliny Bali, I'm not interested in my husband. Yef Shebe Kedushin, or I'm not interested in the marriage. Shekachuni Ami Imi Ve'achi, that my mother or brothers married me off. Yes, Al Kedam Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Yeshevus Ba'Pirion. Even she's sitting on a chair that the kala sits on by a wedding. Ve'alechs Mebeis Avila Beis Alon. She's going from her father's home to her husband's home. Ve'Yomra. And she makes this declaration, I'm not interested in being married to this man. It's considered a valid miyun. Yes, Al Kedam Rabbi Yehuda. even if they're a guest in her husband's home, v'hi omedes u'mashgen lehem, and she's there serving them, v'amra lahem, and she says, if she be pleni bali, I'm not interested in being married to this man, hareyu mean, it's considered a valid mean. So in the case where they're a guest, in the case where she's sitting on the college chair, that Rashi explains that this should be an indication that she's not interested in the meal, because the fact that she's sitting there and she's going along with her husband's people, shouldn't that be indication that she's interested in the marriage? The halacha is that it's still considered a meal. The Miri says that why? Because maybe she's really not interested in this marriage. The only reason she's doing this is because she's embarrassed in front of everybody to say, I'm not interested in this chasen, which is the basis of a very interesting shaila that I saw that the Chishukei Chemed discusses. He discusses, the question was that there was a girl who, as she was standing under the chuppah, realized that her chasen was missing a leg. He was wearing a prosthetic. And she right away told her father that she's not interested in being married to such a man. And the question was, the father said, it would be a terrible embarrassment, it would be very difficult that here, in the middle of the wedding, they should stop the wedding and not proceed with it. Let's not do this. So she agreed to her father, with at least she's saying that her understanding was that she will, after the wedding, not consummate the marriage, not be interested in the marriage. But the Kedushin, the Erisin, and everything that was done properly. And the question is she considered an Eishes Ish or not? So there's a strong argument, suggests the Chishukei Chemed, to be made that she is saying, of course, I made it very clear that I'm not interested in being married to this man, and she should not be obligated to marry, that they should not be considered married. On the other hand, he makes the point, in our Gemara, we start in a very different place. Because in our Gemara, we start in a place where she is in a, she, it's a Kedusha Derabbanan. So, and as we keep on repeating in our Shurim, when we're dealing with a situation of a Kedusha Derabbanan, there it's much easier to dissolve such a marriage. But in a case where we're dealing with a Kedusha Deraisa, it may be very different. In the next case, the Mishnah spoke about, where she is serving her husband's guest. So that doesn't mean that she can't make a declaration that she's not interested in this marriage. So Rashi explains, what is the Gemara coming to teach us here? That Miyun does not have to be in front of Beis Din. Other pshat that Rashi suggests, even though we're concerned that the guest may never repeat what she said, and therefore it should be a proof that therefore it should be considered a continuation of the marriage, the halacha is that it's still considered a valid miyun. The Miri explains the fact that she's serving her husband's guest should surely serve as an indication that she's interested in continuing the marriage. Teaches us the Gemara that that's not an indication in any way. The Miri gives a different pshat, that these guests did not come to the home for the purpose of meal. These guests came to the home for the purpose of being served. So since these guests came, how would she have done the meal if they weren't there? Yet, says the Miri, it's still considered that if she said it, that's considered a valid meal. Another pshat that the Yamsha Shloima says, that the fact that maybe the concern is that maybe she's only saying this because she doesn't want to be she's upset that her husband is requiring her to serve the guest. But it isn't necessarily an indication that she's not interested in the marriage. Teaches us the Gemara, she could say, I meant a meal. Another pshat that Aruch Lener suggests is the fact that she's serving the guest of her husband, if anything, is an indication that she's interested in the marriage. So how can we at that same time say that she's affecting a meal? And the Gemara says one has nothing to do with the other. Yesakein Amar Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Afil Shigra Bala Etzel Chavoni. Even if her husband sent her to the store Lahavi lechayv mishloi to pick something up, and she says yef sheva plani bali. She makes this declaration and lechamin god mizeh. It's still considered a valid mean. So the Rashi explains that the Gemara is teaching us that even though she only did the mean in front of the storekeeper, it's still considered a valid mean. Another pshat that Rashi suggests that maybe she only made this declaration because she's upset that her husband made her go to the store, but not that she's really interested in the mion. Teaches us the Gemara is still considered a valid mion. The Yamsha Shlaima says, well, we learn from here that even though he is not there, as the husband is not there as she makes the declaration, it's still considered a valid mion. Rav Chanina ben Tignas Omer, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Chanina ben Tignas said, "Kol tanakus Omer Yudah Mishmol Alok Rav Chanina ben Tignas," that any ktana that isn't mature enough to watch her kedushin is not considered mekudeshes, and therefore doesn't even need a mion to dissolve the marriage. Tana says the one we learned in the Brayis, Ktana Shleimina, a Ktana that did not actually make the declaration. However, from the Venissus, she got married to someone else. Meshum Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Amra, Nesuin Heinheim Mimenea. The fact that she got married to someone else, that is the biggest indication that she's interested in Mion, and therefore it's considered a valid Mion. However, the Yamsha Shleima says that this is only B'dievet. Of course, the proper way is that she should make the proper declaration as the halacha requires. Ibailu, Niskachumahu. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nesue Heinem Emeneha. So the question is, did he mean only Nesuin? For as we know, Nesuin represents a full-fledged marriage. So maybe only when there was a full-fledged marriage is the halacha that you need to have, that's considered a mean. Or is Kedushin also considered an act of mian? Tashma, says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Ketanish le'mian of the Om of Niskacha. So here the Brisa clearly indicating that there was only Kedushin, says the Brisa, Mashim Rabbi Yehuda b'mseira Omru, Kedushaha, hein hein menea, the Kedushin itself is enough to affect the mian. Ebailuhu, Pligid Rabbi Yehuda b'mseira Oloi. Do the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda b'mseira, and they won't agree that the Kedushin is enough to follow mian, or will they agree with him? And furthermore, says the Gemara, Vim Tim Tzolayim V'Pligi, and if we'll say that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda by Kedushin, and they say that Kedushin alone is not adequate to turn it into a Mion, or Afilu B'Nesuin, do they even disagree with Rabbi Yehuda by Nesuin? Vim Tim Tzolayim V'Pligi Afilu B'Nesuin, and that the Rabbanan hold that it's only considered a Mion if there was an actual Mion. What will be the Halacha? Halacha K'maisai? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, or halacha ain't halacha k'maisa? Is the halacha rabbanan? Vim tam tzolayim ben suin. Vim tam tzolayim halacha k'maisa. If we're going to say that the halacha follows the opinion of Yehuda, how far does the halacha follow the opinion of Yehuda ben Seira? Is it only when she did the suin with another man? Are we going to consider it a man, or will we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, even in a case? Even in the case of Kedushin. These are all the various questions we need to know in entering this situation. Tashma, Amr Yehuda Mishma Alok Rabbi Yehuda B'Mseira, that the Alok is like Rabbi Yehuda B'Mseira. So says the Gemara, whenever we have in Shas the word halacha, when the Gemara says the halacha, that clearly indicates there's somebody arguing. Because if there's no argument, there's no need to declare that the halacha follows this opinion. So right away the Gemara established halacha, the fact that it was says halacha mechlal the pligi. But, says the Gemara, that doesn't answer all our questions. The katit the halacha, we still need to know, why will be the halacha that when will kedushin be considered a valid act of miyun? Is it a case that have nesiva mikara? Even if she already had the suin with her first husband, this act of having kedusha with another man is enough to create a miyun. Or dilma, only if she was mekudeshes to the first husband. Since she was only mekudeshes to the first husband, we don't have such a strong relationship. But in a case where there was a stronger relationship, then this would not be enough. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Kalosa, the Avdon Imran. The daughter-in-law of Avdon declared that they weren't interested in the marriage to their husband with the Kedusha Rabbanim. Shadi Rebbe Zugad Rabbanim. So Rebbe sent a pair of Rabbanim l'mid kuhunim. If they still are not interested in the marriage, are they still not interested in the marriage, or are they changed their mind? So Amrila Nashi Chazuk of Reichu the Asu. So the women said to the girls, "See, your husbands are coming." Amr, like, and these girls answered them, "Nahavu Gavreichu the Tchu. They're not our husband. They could be your husband." Amr Rabbi, so Rabbi said, "This statement was an indication that Ein Lachamin Gol Mizeh, that they're clearly interested in not remaining and clearly interested in doing Miyun." My love. Isn't it a situation that they were nesiva, that they had nesuin with their husband, and yet we see that this is enough to break the miyan? Loi. So the Gemara, maybe there was only kedushin, and that's why it's enough to break the marriage. But had there been nesuin, it may be inadequate. However, concludes the Gemara, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, v'afilu ben nesuin dekami, even if there was the nesuin with the first husband, the miyan is the miyun, even though it's not a strong declaration, the halacha is it's enough to break the marriage. Very interesting Aruch Haner here. The Aruch Haner says that the pshat in the Gemara, as Rashi says, is that they sent this pair of Talmidei Chachamim to determine if they're still interested in the miyun or they're not interested in the miyun. So asks the Aruch Haner, why would we do that? If she made a declaration, and we're learning throughout our parak, as we keep on repeating, that a girl has a right to make that declaration. So she made it, and she did it. What's the point of this examination? And because of that question, the Aruch Haner says that the examination was not to see if they were sincere in the declaration. If they made the declaration, we need not be concerned any further. What really was the point of the examination, says the Aruch Haner, was if they brought Shtei Saris, if they already gedolus, if they already were adults. Because if they already were adults, it would be too late to make a miyun. Rabbi Elazar Omer, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Meshmul, Chizrani HaKol Tzadadi Chachamim. I tried to analyze all of the opinion of the Chachamim. For Lametzina Odom, Shehizhe Medoysa B'Ktana, Rebbe Lezer's words were that look difficult to understand, are most consistent. She'os Rebbe Lezer k'metayel sima b'chatzor, he treats the ketana's marriage as it's not a marriage altogether. It's no more than a couple walking in the garden. Amdus mecheikai, and she could get up, and even though she was intimate with her husband, v'tevelas, and she go to the mikvah, v'chels b'trumet lamar erev. If she's a bas koyin, because the halachah is, according to Rebbe Lezer, that she's not considered married. Tanya Rebbe Lezer Oimer, ein masa ketana kulam, and continues the Gemara. Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that the act affected by a ketana is not considered a marriage. And therefore the halachah is, ein baal zakeh lo b'metziyaso, even though we've learned that a husband is entitled that if his wife finds something, it belongs to him. That's not the case here. V'loi v'mas yudeo, he's not entitled to whatever she earns. V'loi v'afaras nederel, and he's not entitled to be made for her nedarim. V'ein yarsha, he doesn't inherit of him. Tamala, if he's a kohen, he may not become tamei. If she dies, klolo shodover, ena ke ishtoi l'chodover, she's not considered his wife. Elo tzrich miyun. Still, the Chazal said that if she wants to walk away from the marriage, she has to do miyun. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shoimer, Baal zaka b'mitziyaso, her husband has a right to what she finds. Over mas yedeva for us and dera, v'yorsh metamala, klolo shodova areyu k'ishtel chaldova, she's considered his full-fledged wife, but unlike normally the way a marriage is terminated with a get, or with a husband dying, here, miyun, mean is enough to terminate the marriage. Amar Rebbe, Nirin de Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua. I think Rebbe Lezer's opinion is better than Rebbe Yeshua's opinion. Rebbe Lezer, Hishra Midas B'Ketana. He says that all Ketanas, a marriage is not considered a marriage, and Miyun is adequate. Rav Shua Chalit. Rav Shua, on one hand, considers her a nesua and gives her all the rights and treats this marriage like any other marriage. On the other hand, says the Gemara, that he requires miyun. And as the Gemara says, my chalit, I ishtihi, because what are you saying? That if she's considered a wife, tiboy get, Rabbi Lezer nami. If laiv ishtihi, if you're saying that Rabbi Lezer is consistent in not considering her his wife, then miyun nami loy tiboy. So miyun should not be required. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is not that difficult to understand. Because even though, as we keep on repeating, Rav Lezer does not really consider her his husband, but they're living as husband and wife. And since they're living as husband and wife, that's why he says, we can't just let this terminate without anything. And since there's a requirement that the termination of this marriage be done in a proper fashion, that's why miyun was instituted. Rav Lezer Omer, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov differentiated a cover minish, a cover she'ena minish. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, hey chidami, as we said, the Gemara will explain, hey chidami, exactly what is considered a cover she'minish and what is considered a cover she'ena minish. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Shmuel, Tavol l'nasei, if while she's married to this husband, which with whom she had the Kedusha Drabonim, and somebody else asked her, please marry me. Vamra, and she says, Machmas Plani Bali, I already have a husband. That's considered Zui Akova Shimonish. That shows that she considers that marriage that she has with this husband to be considered a full-fledged marriage. And therefore, she says, that, and therefore, Mian is required. But if her response when somebody proposes marriage to her, says, I'm not marrying you because you're not a person that I want to marry. So it's not that she's showing as if she's married to him. She's showing, I'm not married, I'm just not interested in marrying you, and therefore me would not be required. Abai bar oven, rechanina bar oven, dami tavayu. Nosn l'get, if he gave her a get, Zui Kiva Shimon Ish. That came from the husband side. And therefore, since he was the one that initiated the termination of this marriage, and therefore, who also Bekrayva Sa'a, V'yasura Bekrayvav, like at the end of any proper marriage. Upasa Makuna, and she's considered a Grusha, and since she's considered a Grusha, the halacha is that she cannot marry a Kohen anymore. Mianaba. But if she's the one that initiated a mian with him, that's considered a situation of a kavah she'ena minish. It wasn't something that was initiated by the husband. And therefore, the marriage that took place, it's not considered a marriage. And since it's not considered a marriage, because it's considered as if they were never married. Says the Gemara, if we're learning that if he gave the get, that it's considered as if they were married and divorced. Haktana kamon, hamenes ba'ish. If she does mian, who mita b'krevisav, who mitares b'krevav, v'leim makas le'basam nekuna. Nosn l'get. If the husband gave this wife a get, who asa b'krevisahab, v'i asurul b'krevav, v'basam nekuna. So we say that. So the Gemara's question is, even though the halacha that we just stated, that we're going to learn in the Mishnah, is exactly consistent with Abaye Bar Oven and Chanina Bar Oven's explanation of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, but they're not here to tell us Pshat, which is a Beferish Mishnah, which is an explicit Mishnah. That's not what a Meroim do. So what is happening here? Explains the Gemara, the way we're going to have to explain is Perusha Kamefarish, that the next Mishnah is not to be understood as a new opinion, and then we're going to have a question, if it's a new opinion, hasn't Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov already stated this opinion in our Mishnah? But rather, the way to understand it is that the next Mishnah, as we had the difficulty, when we learned the Mishnah and we learned the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Mishnah, we had difficulty understanding that opinion. And our Gemara is just repeating, our Gemara is just repeating that the Mishnah further is just explaining what was taught in our Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah, Hamemenes Be'ish, who Mutter B'Krev Seha, V'imutas B'Krevav, V'loy Paslam Nekuna. Nosan Leget, the Halacha that we just discussed, Nosan Leget, who also B'Krev Seha, V'Yisur B'Krevav, or Paslam Nekuna. Says the Mishnah further, Nosan Leget, if the husband gave his wife with whom he has Kedusha the Rabbanon a get, the Gzira, and then he took her back, and of course he may, she never got remarried. And now she does Miyun, because now she's still a Ketana, and the second marriage was still a Kedusha Ketana. And that, now to end the second marriage, she did Miyun. And now, V'nissus L'achav, V'niss Amal, V'niss Gersha, she now goes and marries someone else. And normally the halacha is that a marriage that ends with a get, you could only take back that wife until she didn't marry someone else. And here he gave her a get. So we learned that once the get is given, it's considered that that marriage ended. Till teaches us the Mishnah, since the second marriage from which she got married was ended with a miyun, so therefore mataras lachsalai. Minaba, if she did miyun, v'chzira, and then he takes her back, and nosan l'get, and then the second time they got married, that nosan l'get, he gave her a get, and then after that get was given, v'nissus ach, v'nissus amal, v'nissus gasha, asur lachsalai, then the halacha would be, she cannot go back to her first husband. And the Mishnah summarizes, Zaklal, get achamiyun, we look at what happens second. If the get happened second, then the halacha is a sura lachsalai, because she's considered a mugureshes. And since she's considered a mugureshes, once a mugureshes gets married to someone else, we've learned many times, the halacha is she can't go back to her husband. Miyun achaget, but if the second act that happened here was a miyun, so that's the way, that's what the halacha looks at. And since that's what the halacha looks at, then it's considered that they ended the marriage with a miyun. And since they ended the marriage with a miyun, there's no issue of machzik rishasoi mishanissus, and therefore muteras lachsaloi, she could go back to her first husband. Says the Mishnah, hamemenes beish, if a woman did miyun to her husband with whom she had kedusha drabanan, v'nissus lachar, and then she got married to someone else for girsha, and then he divorced her. La'achar, and then she got married to a third husband, Amiyan Abba. La'achar, and then she got married to a fourth husband, Vigirsha, and he divided her. Zaklau, says the Mishnah, the rule will be, Koshiyotsu Mimena Beget, whichever marriage ended with a get, the halacha is Asur Lachsaloi, that if she gets remarried, she can't go back to the husband that divorced her. But if the marriage ended with a miyun, then the halacha is Matarach Lachsaloi. Our Mishnah taught us that if she was married to the same man and the marriage ended with a get and then with a miyun and then a gerushin, the halacha is to the first husband, and then she gets married to the second husband, she could go back to the first husband, even though there was once a get. But since the last time this couple ended the marriage, they ended with a miyun, we say that it was the miyun that broke the marriage. So what is our Mishnah teaching us? Alma osam miyun. If the miyun took place after the get, the halacha is alma osam miyun umavatal get. Rimini. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, hamenes b'ish, v'nissus l'acha v'girsha, l'acha miyun abo, l'acha v'girsha, z'aklal, kosh yotzim in a beget, and the husband that the marriage ended with a get, asur l'achsaloi, she can't go back to that man. The marriage that ended with miyun, muteras lachsaloi. Alma, so we see, loy osa miyun de chavre, that if somebody else had miyun, doesn't take away the get, says the Gemara. So, and the Mishnah, at the Gemara, as the Rishonim explained, at this point, the Gemara finds it difficult to differentiate if it's one man or two men. If we always follow the last act, then, and miyun, if miyun was the last act, it breaks any previous get. It should make a difference. It was the same man that did that. If it was with the same man that there was get the miyun, or was with different men. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. How do we understand our Mishnah? And because of this question, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmu Tavra, Mishu Shana Zu L'Shana Zu. The Reish and the Sefer, says Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, were not stated by the same Tana. The Reish of the Tana holds that the Miyun that takes place later breaks a previous get. The Sefer, the Tana doesn't agree with that way. Amar Rava, my kusha. And Rava gives the teretz that's obvious. Dilma me in the day, Mevatel get the day, if it's all the same man. So we look at what happened last with this man. If Miyun happened last with this man, she's considered the halachas of a Memenis. If get happened last with this man, she's considered Megreshes. However, when it's two different men, Dilma me in the day, Mevatel get the day. However, me and the Chavre, just because there was a Miyun with another man, has nothing to do with Mevatel get to the day, says the Gemara. Let's analyze this. My shnor, me and the chavri do mevatel get to the day. Why is there a difference? If we're always going to follow what happened last, what's the difference of what happened with a different man or the same man? Says the Gemara, I did the mekavis b'remoiz of a kritzayisov. Chazal were concerned that if there was a divorce between the husband and wife, after the second man, Chazal were concerned that because he was the one that gave the get, that's the case, the first husband gave the get, and with the second husband there was Miyun, we're concerned that the husband initiated the get, and now he regrets having initiated such a get. Because he regrets having initiated such a get, the Aydid, the Mekarab, Moisov, and Kuritzov, and they were familiar. They were married. And because they were married, we're concerned, Ozo Meshabesh, he's going to do different things to cause her to be a man in the second husband. So by Chazal saying that once you gave her a get and she'll marry a second man, even if that marriage would end with a million, she can't come back to you. We are protecting the sanctity of the first marriage, of the new marriage. And I saw that Achroinim point out. So that should only be, if this is the concern, so this concern should only take place, they suggest, when there was nesuin between this first couple. But if there was eris, only eris with this couple, why are we concerned for this? So the Achroinim say, because in truth, the concern that the Gemara just articulated only applies by nesuin, not by erisin. But Chazal made exera erisin because of nesuin. Says the Gemara, me and the day, ask the Gemara if this is the concern. So if he did the miun, it should not be able to break the previous get. Because we should be concerned, because they have this familiarity, why are we not concerned that the halach be that she'll try to go back? Says the Gemara, ha kva shapsha. If she initiated the miyun, that means the husband obviously tried to get her to stay with him because she initiated him, and not the husband. And obviously, he wasn't successful. Once that's the case, we're not concerned that he's going to do something to try to break the second marriage because he doesn't have hope for that happen. Says the Gemara, Ali Kasha, if we have a question, the Chavri of the Chavri Kasha, we have to ask the following question. We learned in the Mishnah, Miyun Abba, if she did Miyun, the Chzira, and after Miyun, they get remarried, and then Nosel Get, he gives a get, Venisus Lacher, Venis Amun Skarsha, and that second marriage ends, Asur Lachsalai. So we see from here, Tam the Ans Amun Skarsha, that she got divorced, or her husband died, that's when she can't go back to her previous husband who the marriage ended with a get. Hamiyana, we see from here that had she done meal with the second husband, Mutaris Lachsaloi. Alma, so we see, isn't this case of our Mishnah an indication that also meal the chavre, that the meal that was done by the second husband, with the second husband, will be mevatel the get that was done with the first husband. But we're learning that if the first husband's marriage ended with a get, even though the next husband's marriage ended with a miyun, that first marriage she could never go back to. Vermini, Ask the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Hamenes Me'ish, if she did Miyun, Venissus L'Acher, and then she gets married to the second husband, the Girsha, and then he divorces her. And then we learned L'Acher Minaba, and then she marries the third husband, with whom that marriage ends with a Miyun. The Halacha is Zaklal. Kosh Yotzim Emer Get, any marriage that ended with a Get, Asur L'Achsaloi, she cannot go back to that husband. And any marriage that ended with Miyun, Meteres L'Achsa. Alma, if this marriage ended with a get, this marriage she can never go back to. Either was a later marriage that ended with a miyun, doesn't make a difference. So how do we understand our Mishnah? There's contradictory positions taught in our Mishnah. Amar Rav Elazar, because of this question, Rav Elazar suggests, Tavra, Misha Shanazu, La Shanazu, the Mishnah must be representing the opinions of different Tanon. Ula Amar, our Mishnah is referring to a situation that she had three gittin. A woman who had three gittin, Mechsa G'dayla, that she looks like a G'dayla, and since it's not, therefore, that's the case where Miyun cannot break a get. But if the get only was done twice, she had get from two husbands, and then with the third husband there was Miyun, then the loch is the million is mevatel to get. Mantana, says the Gemara, where do we find such a position? Says the Gemara. Amar Yudah Marav, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk, compares Torah to Mayim. And the Pasuk says, Mamenu Bekesiv Sosinu. In order to learn Torah, we had to pay. Atsenu, to receive advice, to be able to understand Divrei Torah, b'mechir yivou, we had to pay a significant price. Says the Gemara, what is this pasuk teaching us? Says the Gemara, the pasuk is teaching us the b'shas eskan is baksha alachazu. When there was a time in Klal Yisrael when there was a sakana to learn Torah, this was the question that was asked. Haresh yotzim rishim beget, the first marriage ended with a get. U'mishenei b'miyan, the second marriage ended with a miyan. Mashu tachsel rechshin. Can she go back? Do we say that the miyun is mevatel to get? Socher adam echad ba'arba meizuz, says the Gemara, they hired somebody for 400 zuz. V'shalu es Rebbe Kiva beis asur. At that time, Rebbe Kiva found himself in prison, v'asar. And he said that the marriage that ended with a get, even though later on there was a miyun, that marriage she can't go back to. As Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira ben Netzivin, and they asked this question to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the Tzivan, and he also said, Asur. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, L'zu lo yitzrachnu. To send this question, the question is, we need to ask this question. Listen, Karasi Tarto, let's think about Miyun, says Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi. Miyun is extremely powerful. We have a woman who is an Ashes Ish, and the Miyun breaks the fact that she's Ashes Ish, and she's allowed to go back. She's not considered an Ashes Ish. Lis at lav, the question about Machzik Rishosoi, which the Issa Machzik Rishosoi is only Issa lav Lekoshke. So we see that we have a Machloikis that Rav brought Tanoim that held that the Miyun of one person doesn't have anything to do with somebody else. And Rav is a Tana, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that a later Miyun breaks an earlier get. Baram, says the Gemara, and that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi says, is so obvious to him, it doesn't need to be discussed. Rather, what was the question? Baram kach shalu, this was the question. Hoysa esh sachi imoy. The Tana was, through a Kedusha de Rabbanon, the wife of his mother's brother with Kedusha de Rabbanon. And now her husband died because he can't marry this woman, Shishnilai, because his aunt, his mother's sister's husband, his mother's brother's wife, is a Shnia. V'nas Achimi Aviv. And now his father's brother, that's not related to his mother, that means his father's brother married this woman. He's allowed to, not related. Or mace, and then he died. Mashta Tamar Hashta, does she have the right to make miyun on the original marriage. By doing miyun on the original marriage, v'teknila sun kamoi, she could do miyun v'tesyabin. And now she could have yibum. Do we say, the yesh miyun lachamitza, do we allow for miyun to take place, even though this husband already died, because in order to fulfill the mitzvah yibum aloi? And says the Gemara for that question, sachu shnei b'nei adam b'abba me'ezuz, above is also b'kivah based asurim v'asar, and so Yehuda ben b'seir ben etzivin v'asar. Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Hashem, umay de Rav, Rav agrees, shemuteres l'achav shazesh nesra alav, that even though she can't marry, his brother can be married. Pshita, says the Gemara, of course, who the makares b'rimayz of a kriya soysov, the man to whom she was married, that there's a concern, as we mentioned earlier in the shiur, that he initiated the ending of the marriage, the termination of the marriage with the get, and now he regrets it, and he's going to do different activities to resurrect the marriage. Aval achiv loy, but his brother, there's no reason to say he's usher. Answers the Gemara, Madatei Meligza Hai Otohai, that if one brother can't marry her, the other brother should not. Kamash Milan, that we don't. Vikadamri, Amar Bitzel Barashin, Kshem Shasur Loi, Kachasur Lachin. Ask the Gemara, but why should we be usher? Venimakasbu Kritzosuri Mazaisim. So why would we worried about this marriage? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Achiv Atahu. He, we're worried, will do something to break this marriage. And because we have this concern with him, we extended that if he's Asa Tahar, his brothers may not marry her either.